never not be cheered up by Monkey Disco from the Babe Rainbow. This is Breakfast on 2SER 107.3, and it's coming up to about a quarter to nine.
I actually found this to be a bit of a celebration of wankery and bastardry, and it kind of left a bit of a bad taste in my mouth.
You're listening to 2SER Breakfast.
Now, all right, pick up a Sydney Daily newspaper or even just open up your Twitter app, and you'll see that we appear to be in the middle of a fairly acrimonious generational war. Now, in the face of high unemployment, high levels of anxiety and depression, Gen Y or millennials seem to have been labelled as lazy, picky and self-obsessed narcissists, while anyone on the receiving end of the Sydney housing crisis is happy to lay the blame at the feet of the baby boomers. Now, this quarter's edition of literary magazine Griffith Review is titled Millennials Strike Back and explores some of the challenges that Gen Y face and also draws on a number of personal insights from members of Gen Y. Co-editor of this edition of the Griffith Review is Jareth Head. Jareth, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. Thanks for having me.
Now, what do you think some of the issues that millennials face are?
Well, I guess they're very broad social issues, economic ones, workforce issues. The edition sort of covers a broad range of things, but I think the back cover blurb, we said that the world that millennials are coming into, having come of age in the start of the 21st century, it looks very different to the one that their parents knew. So I think it's quite a broad spectrum of issues that millennials or Gen Y are facing at the moment.
And it sounds like you feel like there's not a lot of recognition of this. I mean, the millennials seem to be on the receiving end of quite a lot of criticism.
Yeah, they definitely are. And I guess it's sort of a standard practice for any generation that's starting to come of its own, I think, to they once are. When they're younger, they're the source of hope, and then all of a sudden they're a bit more of a source of peril for their parents, I think. But I think that part of the reason the edition came into being was sort of around the time of the federal election. Julianne Schultz, who's the editor of Griffith Review, and I were looking a little bit into young people in the policies of the major parties and really realised that they weren't very well represented.
Oh, really? You feel like there's sort of a bit of an ignorance of the generational requirements from political leaders?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to getting young people into work and looking at housing affordability and these things, I think more of the economic issues are targeted towards older people. Boomers make up a big voting bloc in this country, so.
Well, I mean, it's interesting to me because my generation, the so-called Generation X, we were supposed to be the slackers, and there was a little bit of argy around that, and then we were broadly left alone. And why the millennial focus? It seems stronger than we've seen before.
Yeah, that's an interesting question, one that we've been trying to chew over in the course of this edition. I think, I guess the digital native aspect of it seems to come into play a lot. There's perhaps a bigger divide in sort of relatability between older generations and younger ones with the different uptake of technology, and that could be one of the reasons that there seems to be such discord, but it's hard to say.
You reached out to a lot of members of Gen Y for personal insights. I mean, what was their sense? Was there a lot of despair or is there a bit of hope?
I think there's hope. There's a lot of, it's a bit of a despairing edition when looking at it from my perspective as the editor coming together, but I've had good feedback on it. You know, one of the greatest things about it is the hope that people draw out from it, and it's just giving young people the space to talk for themselves. I think they're not, you know, when you take them out of the context of Generation Y versus baby boomers, which is what everyone wants to put the conversation into, there's actually a lot of hope. There's a lot of great young people doing really interesting things.
And I think that's the interesting one to me. I mean, we talk a lot about the workforce, and baby boomers often, you know, feel like they're being edged out of a workforce that increasingly makes no sense to them whatsoever. Even I get to feel that occasionally. And yet we look at Gen Y and sort of you look at some of the research around it, and people are suggesting that the jobs in the next 10 years haven't even been thought of today. So how do you train for that?
Well, exactly. And that's, I guess, part of the smart policy approach to these issues would be to figure out ways of transitioning workforces. It's not just going to be rural towns that are struggling. It's looking at automation, and this is something that gets addressed in the edition. A lot of people are going to have to start figuring out ways of retraining, and young people will be at the forefront of that. So I think a lot of collaboration is probably more the angle rather than this dichotomy.
And do you think maybe that's an opportunity that millennials might have, is to get in on the ground floor of collaboration and actually start defining their own futures?
Absolutely, absolutely. Particularly with, you know, aptitude for technology. I think if older generations are okay with the fact that we're young generation, we're inherently going to be more, you know, ready to uptake this, then yeah, I think there's a great opportunity for us to redefine the workforce going forward.
Now, I understand you're also hosting a panel discussion on this topic tomorrow night.
I am, yeah, and work will be one of the big focuses. We're at Sydney University for the Sydney Ideas series. We're talking with four people, and all of them looking at work in various ways, from automation and technological innovation and social services industry and internships. Yeah, it should be a great panel.
That should be absolutely fascinating. We'll put some details up on the 2SER.com website. Jareth, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me, Nick.
Thank you. Jareth Head there. He's the co-editor of this edition of the Griffith Review, literary magazine Griffith Review. It's called Millennials Strike Back. Sydney Uni Law School tomorrow night at 6 p.m. is when that panel's happening. Check out 2SER.com for a bit more information. We've only got 10 minutes left of breakfast. I'm going to say goodbye to you really soon, but not after we get some Underground Lovers happening. This is the rerun.